From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Maloney, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Maloney. I'm joined today by Rafael Clemente, the executive director for the West Palm Beach Downtown Development Authority. Rafael, thank you for joining me again.
It's my pleasure to be back with you, Abby.
So we're going to be discussing how the economy has seen a massive shift and all those new norms, new business strategies, new operations in a bit. But first, I wanted to ask you personally, what have been some new norms that you started during the pandemic, whether it be new interests, new hobbies, new technologies that you see yourself continuing with in this post-pandemic climate?
Well, personally, the first one was forcing myself just to take a timeout, a mental timeout. You know, there was so much stress and anxiety through the pandemic. And anytime you would turn on the news or the TV or open the paper or open your email inbox for that matter, it was just, you know, overwhelmingly negative stuff. And I felt like it was just, you know, I found myself being constantly looking back, like, what's the latest? What's the news? And I told myself, put it down, step away, take that 15 or 20 minute time out and just, whether that's go for a walk, meditate, stretch, something, you know, disconnect. And I've continued to do that. And it does, it certainly has helped me stay focused on, you know, the important things and the things that are good.
Absolutely. Definitely the pandemic brought to the foreground mental health. So I'm happy to hear that. You know, this summer, you announced that the trolley service in West Palm Beach would resume services in another step towards normalcy. How does access to mobility options like the free trolley service help to promote more equitable community in West Palm Beach?
So, yes, the trolley came back. It was a shockingly welcomed, you know, return. There were people applauding as the trolley went by to see it back. It was like the sign that we are okay. We're coming, you know, starting to be okay again. But in terms of equity, you know, mobility and public transportation are critical to urban development. You know, they're baked into, you know, what an urban district needs to function properly. From an equity perspective, yes, you know, many people get downtown without their use of their private vehicle. Some of them increasingly by choice, but many people that access downtown for many reasons. It's their place of work. They have to come do business here. Don't own or operate a motor vehicle. So having mobility options to get here and to get around the district are very important to be sure that we are providing, you know, equitable access. And we want to increase that. We want to improve upon that.
Over the last year and a half, the DDA spearheaded a variety of initiatives, including a funding program to help businesses offset their losses, a grant program, as well as helping businesses pivot to use outdoor spaces. Emerging from the pandemic, which of these initiatives remains in place and why? And what help are businesses seeking in the current environment?
Well, we did a number of things. So that was some of them. We are just wrapping up our rental assistance grant program. The last batch of those applications, the last check or two is going out. And we're still seeing, you know, we're still seeing impacts. For example, our, you know, downtown West Palm Beach is the center of government for our county. So what would typically be jurors coming downtown for the jury pool are not here right now, and they haven't been.
Right.
So the, you know, the businesses that benefited from having that population downtown haven't yet seen them come back. So the impacts are still being felt. But the program that I think is going to last is what we call Dining on the Spot, which was a program that we've created and funded in conjunction with the business community and the city of West Palm Beach to greatly expand rapidly in response to COVID outdoor dining throughout our downtown district. Many, many blocks, a few dozen businesses participated with that and benefited from it. And what we realized was that we could do a much better job of utilizing public spaces in downtown to accommodate people and business. And we are working hand in hand with the city right now to amend the code to allow much of what was done to respond to COVID to continue just as a normal course of business. Inevitably, an active street and a vibrant street brings more people. People it's human nature. People want to be around other people. And we realize that through the pandemic more than ever. And we are looking forward to formalizing those changes into code amendments that will allow the businesses to keep doing it.
Well, speaking of people wanting to be around people, with the rapid in-migration of new businesses and new people to the state of Florida, specifically to South Florida and predominantly from the Northeast, what is being done and what more needs to be done to keep the growth of West Palm Beach sustainable for the long-term future?
That's a great question. You know, I think as an urban planner and having had the great opportunity to work in this downtown for over a decade now, my hope is that we can continue on this trajectory while still maintaining our charm and our character and our walkability. I think that's one of the things that makes downtown West Palm Beach an attractive place for all this investment. I will say, in terms of the programs that the DDA administers, it's keeping up with this growth is certainly our top priority. Keeping downtown clean, keeping our, the programs that we have that are public realm maintenance and improvement, beautification, expanding them in step with the private investment here. I always like to say that the public sector has to be in step with, and if ideally a step ahead of, private investment. That's very challenging in a cycle like this one, but that's a big focus for us. And also doing what we can do to sort of manage or mitigate this rapid growth, the impact of this rapid growth on our residential population. You know, we have a close to 10,000 residents in downtown, and for a mid-sized downtown, that's pretty populous. And it's a neighborhood as much as it is a business district, and we play that role too. How do we manage that quality of life along with the business development? But things are going in the right direction, very much so, and I feel like the silver lining, if there is a silver lining of the past year, it is definitely that West Palm Beach has been discovered as a great place to invest and start a business.
As we find ourselves in this new landscape that you're describing, what's next for the West Palm Beach Downtown Development Authority?
We are focusing more and more on quality of the public space. That's always been at the forefront of our programs, but increasingly we are seeing that is one of the best roles we can play, is to really make sure that our public spaces are attractive, inviting, welcoming, safe, and aesthetically appealing. Once you get beyond the basics, competing for those additional dollars and making sure that the quality of life of the place is good as it can be, the public realm is the way that happens. That's the best way a public entity can influence what's happening in their place. And we are very strongly focused on that. Other than that, pet projects for mine, I'd love to bring bike share back to West Palm. I'd love to expand our trolley service. Those are fun. Those are projects that get me fun and excited. Public art, very high on my list. But yeah,
excellent.
Trying to capture as much good as we can.
Definitely. Well, thank you again. That's Rafael Clemente, the Executive Director of the West Palm Beach Downtown Development Authority. Rafael, thank you again. You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.